My wife Ann and I were married in 1993. I know, we were probably only 10 or 15 years old. And when we were married, we exchanged wedding bands. And as we put those rings on each other's fingers, we said, "I give you this ring as a sign of my love and faithfulness." And this story is about the day, not 2 years later, that I lost my wedding ring. These rings that we picked out for each other, we bought from the same jeweler that I had gone to get Anne's engagement ring. Anne's wedding band matches her engagement ring and nestles up alongside it. It's gold and has a few more diamonds scattered around it. My ring was also gold and has a little stripe of platinum embedded laid into it, and there's a diamond that sits in the center of it. I was so proud to be able to wear that ring and to have others know that I was married to Anne. Those rings meant a lot. Now, we met when we were in college. We worked together as counselors at the Lutheran Bible Camp in South Central Montana up in the mountains. It's there where we fell in love, and it's there where we made close friends, the kinds of friends that we needed to last a lifetime and support us in our relationship. And so it was exciting that a few years after we were married, there was a staff reunion opportunity to go back to the camp and gather together in the place where we had fallen in love and to gather together with our closest friends. And the weather during this weekend retreat was just beautiful. In fact, a little bit hot for being up in the mountains. And one afternoon, one of our friends suggested, "Let's go down to the river and play in the water and have some fun." We got down there and, "Let's go butt surfing," was the exclamation. Now, to surf in the river really means just to find a nice wide and a little bit deeper spot, or a deeper spot where there is a bit of current. And you jump in and you keep your feet out in front of you and you just float along and you use your feet to keep you from bouncing off the rocks and to keep your backside safe as you're going down the river. The river is aptly named the Boulder River. Lots of rocks to watch out for as you're floating down the Boulder River. Now, the Boulder River flows down the valley and into the Yellowstone River. And the origin, the Yellowstone River starts in Yellowstone National Park. And in Yellowstone, the crust of the earth is as thin as it is anywhere. And that's why there are so many thermal features in Yellowstone, like Old Faithful, the geyser, or hot springs that feed down into the rivers and streams around Yellowstone and warm the waters. And wading in those rivers and streams can be quite pleasant. Not so for the Boulder River. For the Boulder River is fed by the snow-capped mountains and the glaciers that still are around that area. And the waters that flow in the Boulder were most likely snow and ice just 24 hours before. So on a hot day, jumping into a cold river can feel good, and that's what I did. I jumped in. And I don't know if you've had this experience of jumping into immersing yourself in ice cold water, but something happens. All of the blood from your extremities rushes to the core of your body. The blood in your toes and legs and arms and fingers retreats. And before I could make a fist with my left hand, my wedding ring slipped off my finger and floated away. Now, I was probably in 4 or 5 feet of water, and I couldn't get my legs down to the bottom, and it was too rocky and too unsteady. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't stop myself from continuing to float down the river, and it took about 25 or 30 yards before I could actually get over to the shore and onto the bank and stand up on the river. And my friends tell me that when I looked up I looked as if I had just seen someone die. I lost my ring, I said, thinking, oh my gosh, maybe Anne would, I don't know if she'll be angry or mad or sad or disappointed, or how could we ever possibly afford to replace the most expensive thing we had in our lives were these wedding rings. And would worse, would people think that I don't love my wife anymore? After I exclaimed, I've lost my ring, everybody in our group turned and looked at Anne, and Anne's eyes got big. And then someone described, they said, well, let's at least try and look for it. And so my friend Katie, who was the closest person to us, came over and she grabbed my hand, and we walked back along the shore, back up the river. And I was so confused and just, couldn't be more upset with what was happening and upset, but her hand gripping me closely gave me courage and confidence, and so I started to think through this. Well, if I imagine from where I jumped in, how long it might have been and how far I might have floated, maybe I could figure out where to start looking. And so I finally picked out a spot in the river that I thought maybe was the spot. And so just as I was glancing down into the river, the sun came out from behind a cloud and a ray of light shone down into the river, and there was my ring.
No.
Shining back at me from the bottom of this icy cold river. Katie holding on to my hand, I waded in and I reached down and I had to go under the water and I reached down and I pulled back up my wedding ring and turned and showed it to everyone. And Anne, who wasn't too far behind, she came over and she slipped the ring back on my finger, where it has stayed ever since. Except on the days where I'm smart enough to take it off in case I might lose it again. Our friends exclaimed to us that day, to me, clearly you are stuck with this ring. And clearly you are stuck with Anne. Which is exactly the kind of love and faithfulness I was hoping for 26 years ago. Thanks.